This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God, and I've said some really controversial things. And I thank you for all those of you who have been emailing and signing up and honestly just sending me letters of support to keep teaching the truth. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for all the offerings that you've been sending in. Today is offering day on the broadcast, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. But thank you for making it possible for us to give away free materials to people. And thank you for making it possible to get us these important truths out there. Now, in talking about knowing and believing the love of God, we've covered a lot of things. Speaking of free materials, if you've missed any part of this, you need to go to KurtOwen.com because our partners have made it possible for you to listen absolutely free. Not only that, there are a bunch of other materials specifically on these subjects where I taught it in a far more exhaustive fashion. Because honestly, these broadcasts are just really, really short. And sometimes it can be kind of hard to get into a lot of things. Not only that, if you go to the website at KurtOwen.com, you can get a free daily devotional regarding knowing and believing the love of God. This is just to help you get started. It'll give you some practical exercises of things you can do to get more established in the love of God. Now, we've begun to talk about, and remember, this is... We've got into some things you need to personalize. As you see Jesus doing these things, as you see the Father doing these things, you need to realize this is the way He wants to treat you. Because God is love. God loves you. And for the last 2 days, we've been really kind of looked at it the same way twice about when Adam betrayed God, sold everything downriver, and yet God immediately is willing to help him with the very best available. And you ask, why would He do that? I wouldn't do that because you might have love, but He is love. He is love. And so when we talk about God loving you, you need to realize and identify that this is how He identifies Himself. This is His nature. And rather than condemning Adam, rather than attacking Adam, He moves to help Adam. Okay? Even when He was pronouncing the curse, it wasn't trying to condemn him. He's just saying, hey, you made this choice, and this is the result of the choice that you're making. All right? Now, we're going to look at it a little bit different way, and we're going to spend a lot of time on these over the next couple of weeks, us looking at the Father loving, and then understanding this is the way He wants to treat you. Okay? So, we're here in Luke chapter 5, and I want you to see something here. This is interesting because I think, again, we need to get established in God's personality. So it was, as a multitude pressed about Him to hear the word of God, in Luke 5 and verse 1. So it was, as the multitude pressed about Him to hear the word of God, that He stood by the lake Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them, and they were washing their nets. Okay, so they've got a couple nets. Then He got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land, which evidently Simon does. And He sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. Okay, now, let's kind of get a picture of this, especially with today being offering day on the broadcast. Jesus needs a boat, right? There's a lot of people. I don't know whether they were pressing in on Him and that was the reason for this, but or whether it was just a sound thing where He's trying to get them where they can hear better. But the truth of the matter is that He needs a boat. And He goes down to Simon. They're done. Usually they fished at night. They're done fishing. And they're cleaning their nets. They're trying to get ready to go home. And He says, hey, can I get in your boat? And you put off a little bit so it, you know, maybe to protect him from the people, maybe to from crushing him. We know from Mark chapter 3 that that was a concern. Or maybe just to be able to broadcast a little bit better. But Simon, even though it's probably a pain in the rear end to give the preacher the boat, right? He sows it into the gospel. He says, hey, yeah, if you need to use the boat here, go ahead. And so now what happens is Jesus, he turns to him. He said, when he had stopped speaking, we're in 4, Luke 5:4. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets, plural, for a catch. Okay? Now, I think it's important here to notice Jesus does not go fishing. Jesus goes catching. For, you know, I'm not necessarily a fisherman. My dad is. A lot of my friends are. But Jesus is not a fisherman. He's a catcherman. He goes out for a catch. Let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, now notice there, the but, right? In other words, he doesn't really want to do this. Simon said to him, Master, we have toiled all night. Remember, they were fishing at night. And it says, and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Okay, now, we're seeing a little bit of resistance here. Because Jesus says, let down your nets. And Peter says, I'll let down my net. okay, preacher. I'll do this. So there's a little bit of reluctance on his part. But he is sown into Jesus' life and ministry by the use of the boat. And so now, even though he's reluctant, it says, when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat, because they'd only had one net, they only put one down, one net, to come and help them. And they came up and filled both boats so that they began to sink. Now, we know for a fact that Peter is a knucklehead because he explains his knuckleheadism. He says this in verse 8. He says, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, Lord, I am a sinful man, O Lord. Now, for he and all who with him were astonished at the catch, which tells us a couple things. First, evidently he didn't believe he was going to catch anything because he's a fisherman. This guy's a preacher. What does he know? And that's the reason he wasn't completely obedient. See, he didn't understand how much Jesus wanted him to succeed, that Jesus wanted him to succeed more than he wanted to succeed because Jesus loved him. And when you love somebody, you want him to succeed. But Peter didn't believe his love, so he only lets down one net. Now notice there also it says he fell down at Jesus' knees. Why does it say that? Because he could not fall down at his feet, because the knee is as far as you can get because the boat is filled with fish. It's filled. To the point the nets are breaking and the boat is sinking. Here is my question about the Lord. Does he not know that the nets are full and that the boats are full? Because this seems excessive. I mean, like, really excessive. Like, majorly excessive. Like, this blessing is breaking the net and sinking the boat. Excessive. Now, this is one thing that people really don't identify with God. Do you know how often I hear people say, talk to God about just getting their needs met? Just getting their needs supplied? Because, Lord, if you just take care of this. And yet, God, when Jesus shows up and he honors this seed that Peter sowed, he doesn't give him. Listen, if he'd have been toiled all night, would he not have been happy just getting a catch? I mean, right now he's going home. He's a fisherman. He sells his fish. Right now he's going home with no money. He's worked all night with nothing to show for it. Wouldn't he have just been happy with something? Just something? And yet he gives him a net-breaking, boat-sinking load of fish. Does Jesus not know that that the net is breaking and the boat is sinking? Yes, he does. But he loves him and he wants to load him up. He wants to reward him and honor him. This is who Jesus is. And this isn't just in this verse. What about the 23rd Psalm? My cup runneth over. Does God not know that the cup is full? And yet does he keep pouring even after the cup is full? Sure does. My cup runneth over. Here's something else. We've been talking about Adam. Got a question for you. Why were all the trees beautiful? It specifically says this. You go back to Genesis 1:1-2. It specifically says that the trees that were good for food were beautiful. Why? If God is only cared about your needs, well, I got to give them enough so they'll live. Got to give them enough food so they just don't die on me. Do they have to be beautiful? Right? I mean, you ever eaten some of these food bars that have all the nutrients you need, but they're nasty as all get out? Sure, they're food, but nobody likes to eat it. They taste horrible. But why do you eat them? Well, because they're filled with nutrients, and you need this to sustain life. But see, it wasn't enough for God in with man to sustain their life. It wasn't enough just to give them food. He wanted it to be beautiful. He wanted, when it looked around, have you not looked at a sunset and a sunrise and how beautiful it is? Have you not looked around at all of this creation? God didn't have to make it beautiful, but he wanted it to be beautiful. Why? Because it mattered to him your surroundings. It mattered to him your quality of life. He wanted you to look around at life and it be beautiful. Why? Why did he do that? Because he's in love with you. Why does this man who has fought him on receiving this blessing, right? He fought and he admits it. I fall down. I'm a sinful man. I didn't do exactly what you told me to do. And he starts off, but I'll do this. Okay? Why did he do this? Why did he do this for this man? Because he loved him. And so he gave him a net breaking boat sinking load of fish. He didn't just give him enough. He didn't give him enough just to feed his family for today. He gave him the biggest catch. This was the largest financial windfall Peter had ever received. How and why did he do it? Because he loved him. The man sowed his boat and he loaded him up. What if Peter had withheld his boat? He wouldn't have got this. What if he hadn't have trusted him? He wouldn't have got this. Why is it that the 23rd Psalm says, my cup runneth over? Because God is in love with you and wants to bless you. Today is offering day on the broadcast. We want you to give into this ministry. We want you to take what you have and give it into the gospel. Why? Because we want you to see a manifestation of the love of God. We want you to see a net breaking boat sinking load in your life. We want you to have a cup that runneth over. We invite you to become partners with this ministry and join us in this boat sinking, net breaking load that God is pouring out on us. But you have to be willing to sow into it. Not only that, when you do this, you are getting the fruit of this word going out all over the world. Thank you so much for becoming a partner. Listening to Michael, he's going to show you how you can give. Thank you for your giving.
All of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is so much bigger than any one person. Simply text the term KOM partner to the number 44321. Then simply put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people around the world. Kurt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Text KOM partner to 44321 and help Kurt Owen change the world. Tune in the same time every weekday for a continuation of the teaching, knowing and believing the love of God with Kurt Owen.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since